Venezuela rolled out a new currency exchange system today to help rein in the black market for American dollars. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports that the country's currency controls are behind many of its economic problems.
Caracas can either be one of the most expensive cities in the world or the cheapest, depending on how you change your dollars.
So I'm at a restaurant, fast food, nothing fancy, here in Caracas. I've just ordered a pretty tasty plate of chicken and rice, and it's costing me 160 bolivares. That's the Venezuelan currency. Now, at the official exchange rate, what the government and banks want you to change at, the price is just over $25. But at today's black market rate, it's just $2. So needless to say, anyone who can does change money on the black market in Venezuela.
For example, for people like me, I get paid in dollars, so it is easier and better to change your dollars in the black market where the price is higher and the ways are much easier than the official ways.
That's a friend. He doesn't want me to use his name because changing your money on the black market in Venezuela can lead to up to a 6-year jail sentence. This is the way the currency controls here work. In most countries, you come with your money and you can change it for the price the market deems fair. In Venezuela, up until now, the government has fixed the price. It says $1 is worth 6.3 bolivares. But the market, in this case, the black market, has said that price is ridiculously low. And recently, $1 in Venezuela could get you up to 90 bolivares. It's a huge difference. Now, it's clear what you should do if you have dollars, but what if you want dollars? At a cafe in the capital, we meet Andrea. She's a student with long hair that falls down her back and tight jeans. She tells me that crime, the lack of opportunity, the political tension are the reasons she wants to leave Venezuela and study abroad. She's headed to the U.S. if she can get dollars from the bank at the official rate to pay for her tuition and expenses. Unless you are a multimillionaire, she says, you can't buy dollars on the black market to pay for your U.S. education. It becomes crazy expensive, she says. But to get those U.S. dollars legally is incredibly hard. She brings out the folder.
34 folios. Entonces tienes que llevarlo al banco. Esto es una... Lo llenas con tus datos normales.
It's a binder, and inside it has 34 pages. First, she says, you have to apply online. Then you need to get all the documents together, get them certified, in some cases translated, make 3 copies to present to the bank. Among the papers she has to provide, her class schedule, officially translated into Spanish, her mother's birth certificate, her school diploma, certified, a letter explaining her reason for leaving the country, and on and on. It takes weeks to get the information together, and there is a limit to how many dollars she can apply for, and she won't know if she gets them until right before she travels. Many, if not most people, have their applications refused. So this is the situation. Because the government has set this really low price for the dollar, everyone who needs dollars wants to buy from the government. But the government doesn't have enough dollars to go around because the demand for them at that low price is so high. Think about who wants them. Business people who are importing goods, students like Andrea who are traveling, pretty much anyone who is doing any business with the outside world, which drives everyone to the black market. But in the secret illegal black market system, how do you determine what the price of a dollar really is? And this is where it gets really weird. Venezuela's entire economy, what people all over the country are buying and selling, pegged to the dollar on the street, is determined through a murky website of uncertain provenance run out of Miami, pegged to what people are doing in a Colombian border town. It's called DollarToday.com, and it's had many incarnations over the years. Venezuelan economist Roberto Balsa teaches at the Catholic University in Caracas. He says the website makes its calculations by looking at what dollar reserves the government of Venezuela has and how much traders in the Colombian border city of Cúcuta are trading dollars to bolívares at.
Uno podría preguntarse por qué ese precio que tiene un origen tan...
He says, what is so shocking is that this calculation should serve as a reference between people in Venezuela. He says, this weak calculation is the result of the government's economic policy, the fact that people can't get the dollars they need at the official rate. In response to that very problem, Venezuela's government has announced that it has launched the new official currency exchange system that will allow, it says, the market to determine the price of dollars. There have been several other attempts at this before, and it's not yet clear how it will work, how many dollars will actually be available, and at what price. Still, the black market is taking notice. From a high of about 90, the street value of the dollar has plunged in anticipation of the new currency controls. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.